5 minutes past one, it's 1, 2, 3 with Mike, joined in the studio by Paul, who's just come hot foot back from the council headquarters, been chatting to Barry this morning, and this is the weekly brief. Paul, what's been happening this morning?
Good afternoon, Mike. That's right, I've been to the weekly briefing of Brentwood Borough Council with the leader of the council, Councillor Barry Aspinall from the Brentwood Accord group of parties, and we talked about a few bits of council business, and he talks a little bit of politics at the end. So we'll draw a line halfway through, and we'll explain which parts of the council brief and which parts aren't.
Okay.
So we started off Remembrance Day parade, which is taking place on Sunday the 9th, I think it is, and we've got some details.
In the
studio at the moment. Obviously, roads going to be closed. We are expecting a very high turnout of both local people and representatives from the services this year, because it's the 100th anniversary of World War One. Royal British Legion organises this event, of course, and it's facilitated by the council, and they arrange a lot of it. Now, they've one thing that's changed this year is that the units will be dismissed after the church service and will not march back to the town hall. That's different to previous years, for those who are interested in that. In fact, the Royal British Legion are going to host a meal at the Territorial Army Centre in Worley after the event. But it's starting around about, well, obviously the 2 minute silence is at 11 o'clock. There's a service 10 to 11 at the War Memorial by Father Colin from St Thomas's Church, and wreath laying will be taking place there as well. There'll be a lot of people out, so it will be nice for people to go out and just remember what these guys did for us.
It's an event that's and it's very poignant this year, of course, because of the anniversary. But it's an event that gathers in popularity is the wrong word really, but it seems to be
more interest,
and it's respected very well. I mean, I've covered it for other press items down at Lakeside, for instance, and it's incredible how you get thousands of shoppers will actually stop, and then you'll get one who will just sort of do a trail with their pushchair or something and ignoring. But 99.9% of the people respect it, which is great.
Yeah, I should tell this story as well. In the 90s, I was involved with another radio station. I left the station, and immediately after I left, I was listening to one of their short-term broadcasts. This was 1995, and the presenter said at 11:01, "You're listening to the 2 minute silence here on Mayflower FM."
Of course,
it's astonishing. Anyway, so that's what's happening on Sunday the 9th, and hopefully there'll be a good turnout for that. Now, second thing that Barry spoke about today was the local development plan. There's a weekly working group meeting of this in the council Barry goes to now, and this is all about long term plans for the borough. Something that we're going to be publicising more and more over the coming weeks. There's a consultation being drawn up at the moment, which will hopefully be out before Christmas. The current council are very big on consulting. They've got the William Hunter Way consultation. They've got one on elections. We'll talk about both of those in a minute, and they're going to draw one up about the development plan. Now, I don't have a bullet point of list of things that are in the plan about what they're going to do with Brentwood, but this is obviously being formulated at the moment, and it's going to be heavily publicised, including on Phoenix FM, of course, because our job is to tell the listeners what's going on in the town, from all political parties and the council, of course, itself. There is actually a just talking about one particular thing that I talked about last week, is that they are Brentwood Council and Basildon Council are looking at a parcel or some parcels of lands on the border of the two authorities, somewhere between West Horndon and Laindon, and they're looking to build some housing there, but there's nothing planned. There's a memorandum of understanding that's about to be signed by Brentwood on Tuesday to go to Basildon's cabinet, and it's agreeing to consult with people who are living in the area. There's no agreement to build anything yet. Barry was at pains to say that this doesn't mean there's going to be a great big new town. I know the local papers were talking about that. One particular local paper, he didn't mention which one, said that Billericay was involved, and Billericay is not involved. This is not a development for Billericay. So he wanted to put the record straight on that. Brentwood is not looking to build anything in Billericay. So every local authority in the country is under pressure to have more housing stock in their authorities, and it's just a question of locating it and finding the best place to do it.
Okay.
Okay. Thirdly, William Hunter Way consultation. We talk about this every week. We don't know what's happening with William Hunter Way yet. We know for years and years and years there's been problems. You know that, Mike.
I'm sick to death of talking about William Hunter Way. But finish it.
The consultation is still in progress, and for 25,000 papers that were sent out, they have had 5,500 returns, which is a fantastic rate of return. I think shows a lot of interest from local people. They're still coming in. Barry is thrilled about the numbers of people taking part in the consultation. We don't know, of course, what's going to happen, because they haven't been analysed yet. The deadline is now Wednesday the 5th of November. So if you're listening, if you want to take part and you haven't taken part, fill in your form or go to brentwood.gov.uk and fill it in online.
Because this is your chance to finally to say what you think we should have in William Hunter Way, basically.
And it's for people who not only live in Brentwood but work in Brentwood as well, mm-hmm. who contribute to the local life and economy here. So everybody's got a stake in it. Okay, and a second consultation is taking place as well on all-out elections. Now, this is something we've talked about.
Oh, I'm absolutely, I've talked long and hard about this one.
What's your view, Mike?
Well,
what do you think?
I've said it before in other councils that it just seems to me, and this is only a personal view, that we waste so much time having elections year after year after year. People, you know, it's hard enough getting people to vote in a general election. It's very, you know, the elections for police commissioner were just, you know, farcical, really, the turnout, really. I am certainly all in favour of having once every 4 years election across the board for local councils. The main criticism of that is you could technically have a brand new party calling, let's call them the Purple Party, come in and they field 30 councillors and every one of them gets in. Right, we're going into silly land here, but it's possible. And then they all come in, Bretton, none of them got any experience in any department whatsoever. And that is the one danger with having that policy. However, and that's why we have the 2 year thing now.
That,
so
that could happen at a general election as well.
It could happen at a general. You know,
And general elections, of course, have been everywhere. They're 5 years.
Shouldn't have said purple. No, I just thought.
Yeah, there is a purple party.
There is a purple
already, isn't there?
Yeah, that's the first colour that came into my head.
Purple and yellow. So I think you're all right with just purple on their own. But this is something that we've talked about over the last few weeks. Now, the Accords have a working majority in the council, but they do not have a two-thirds majority, which means they will be reliant on some opposition councillors from the Conservative Party to agree with them. And we do not know if that's going to happen yet. I did ask Louise McKinley when she was here 2 weeks ago, and she did kind of answer the question without answering it. So, you know, it might not be for her to answer. It's for her councillors.
If you're referring to the interview she did with Mike Porter a couple of weeks ago, I was listening in the car, and so intently was I listening, and I drove straight in the back of a van.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did. Seriously. I just went straight in the back. I was... And bang.
Did you send Louise the bill?
I haven't yet.
Okay.
No.
Just a suggestion.
No, she didn't say anything.
Or Mike, I suppose. Mike.
Yeah, I'll send Mike the bill. No, she didn't incense me or anything. I was just listening so intently, and my mind went, and bang, I hit another cow.
The power of local radio.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway, consultation is taking place, and Barry would like Brentwood to be the best consulted on the matter in the UK. There have been many other consultations in areas around up and down the UK about all-out elections, and they need 330 returns to have a record response, which goes to show us that we start consulting with people about politics, people just switch off.
Yeah.
So I think that was his point as well. But already, after a few days, they've had a good response, and at the moment it's online only. So again, go to brentwood.gov.uk, and then you can choose election every 4 years or keep the status quo.
I would, though, say that I would not want council elections to be on the same night as a general election, even though that may add to the cost, because I always feel that general election policy or you know, if you don't like Mr. Cameron or you don't like Mr. Miliband, your vote sometimes is reflected locally, and that's not fair or true.
Yeah.
You know, so
I think that is always a problem, although in Brentwood parties who don't do well nationally do seem to do well locally. Mm. On the strength of the work that they've done locally, so I think it's not so bad in Brentwood. I think that there are a lot of people out there who do recognise what good work local councillors do of all parties.
Okay.
Which is good for them and their wards. Okay, so at this point, Safira, the deputy press officer, was dismissed from the room. I say this every week.
Okay.
Dismissed. And the Brentwood Borough Council business stopped, and Barry talked about some views he's got as leader of Brentwood Accords, the coalition group of political parties that are running the council at the moment. Now, he holds a meeting of the Policy and Reserves Committee on Wednesday. He's very disappointed with the opposition. He says that they're just saying no to absolutely everything that's being proposed. He says he doesn't mind being scrutinised, but he thinks it's bad for democracy because they're just saying no, no, no to absolutely everything. And he gave some examples. One of them was the Brentwood Council cycle strategy, which has been called in the press Barry's Bikes. This is a scheme that will pay for itself. It doesn't actually involve any public money. Mm-hmm. But and it's also good for... The idea is to get council employees to cycle instead of to drive into work. And to help them do that, there's going to be a leasing scheme for the bikes so that they end up leasing the bikes and then buying them outright afterwards. And the council needs £3,000 to build some proper bike racks and some sort of equipment to look after the bikes, rather than what's happening at the moment. People are bringing the bikes in, leaving, walking them up the stairs and leaving them in offices where there are fire hazards and a health and safety.
Okay, but has it been a success then? There are enough employees coming in on their bikes on this scheme?
Well, this is something that the government is trying to encourage. It's a government initiative, so that's a Conservative Lib Dem coalition government. And this is something that's happening at a number of councils up and down the country, including Essex County Council, where they've introduced this scheme. And they found that more people have ditched their cars and got on their bike. And because they're getting a... It's not a subsidised bike, it's a lease bike, so there's a favourable rate somewhere, but the council aren't subsidising anything. It's kind of like an instalment plan, I guess, and then they've got somewhere safe that they can lock it up as well, and it's just encouraging people just to use alternative transport to get a bit fitter.
The only problem with that I can see is that Brentwood is on top of a hill, so if you're coming to work you've got to climb a hill. Going home is easy.
Yeah, this point has been well made. Yeah, I've done that cycle a couple of times from Billericay, and it takes twice as long getting to Brentwood. Then again, going home, it's half the journey because you just freewheel all the way down the hill. Yeah, you're absolutely right, it is. But Barry was very disappointed that the Conservatives voted against this. He says it's a great initiative. He points out that it's the Conservative government that is trying to introduce this, and Conservative-controlled Essex County Council are doing it as well. There is a second thing that came up where... Brentwood Borough Council collect council tax on behalf of the fire authority, the police, parish councils and someone who are a collector, and then they redistribute it. And they will save money if they pool their resources with all the other Essex councils, 11 or 12 of them, and they do the collection and payment themselves. I'm not quite sure how it saves the money. We didn't go into details, but I've been quoted a figure, 99,000. Oh, I think it's a government rebate. I think the government, I think the government give an incentive. I do remember that. 99,000 a year. The Conservatives rejected that as well. So the Conservatives don't want to save £99,000 a year in streamlining the way that tax is collected, and they don't want the council to spend £3,000 a year on a secure area for bicycles at the town hall. Obviously, one was paid for the other one many times over. And the deputy leader of the opposition, Roger Hurst, was very vociferous in his objection of both of these, I'm told, even though Essex County Council encouraged the pooling and they have their own bike scheme. And he says, Barry says it's double standards. He says he doesn't mind people having principles, but you know, you can't say that something is a good thing when it suits you and a bad thing when you go into the council chamber. You either got to be for it or against it. They've also voted against consulting for all up elections, which and this is you know, a very political point that Barry is making. He just feels that there's a lot of just for the sake of it, just saying no for the sake of it, just to try and disrupt the business of the council.
See, that's weird, because good. I mean, Louise sat in that chair 2 weeks ago, and she quite clearly said that she thinks the what Barry's doing at the moment is making headlines that we grab onto and other media grab onto, and he actually hasn't done anything. You know, there's four or five things that we're doing this, and we actually hasn't done any of them. And but the bikes is one of them, I seem to remember.
Yeah, and his response is, I'm trying, but they're trying to stop me.
Yeah, well,
you know, you can't have it both ways. Yeah, now, one of the things that was discussed as well at this meeting was that a resident survey was carried out by in July 2014 by the council, and the Conservative administration contracted this survey before they lost power in May. So they had contracted to undertake it. 200 people were contacted by telephone to talk about whether they were satisfied with the council or not. I haven't seen the results of it yet, and I kind of guess it, you know, it's hard to tell whether there's any worth in it, of course, because you don't know whether they're talking about the old council or the new council. The cost of the survey was £4,780, so Barry says he cannot believe that every phone call to ask people whether they were happy or not cost £24 each.
No, I can't believe that at all. As sure, phone calls are virtually free these days, aren't they? So how does that, how can that possibly, you're paying, what you're talking about then is the wage of the person who made the phone call. That's,
that must be included. Data processing and so on. But a company has charged people £4,780 for a satisfaction survey, which actually took place after they lost power. And just to sit in the, we don't even see the results of it. You know, it's just crazy.
Well, that is crazy, yeah. So,
and, we've already talked previously about a £20,000 survey, which was commissioned about Park and Stride, and then it was kind of hidden and not used, in Barry's words as well. I know Louis had something to say about that as well. But it's a lot of money being spent on consultations that have been uncovered, and the Accord, Barry says, I'm trying to save this
We're in
money.
The wrong business, Paul, and we ought to be consulting people about things and charging outrageous sums for it, really.
That was my next point to him. Yeah. I could probably do that for £4,680. Yeah, no problem at all. Save you some money as well. So that was it, really. You know, there was a bit of news about what the council was actually doing with regards to Remembrance Day and so on, and some political points about actually trying to get these things through and the trouble that they're getting. And it's great local politics. It will run and run. You know, we will get hopefully. I think you've got Keith coming in soon.
Keith's coming in. Barry, I want to come in soon. Mike Le Cerf was in last week. It'd be nice to get them all together. I'm trying to get Stephen Metcalf to come in as well, who's the PPC. He's the current MP in Buzzden and South East Essex. Mm. And Mike wants to debate with him.
That
and
would be
at the moment,
fantastic.
No, but we hope, we live in hope, and hopefully, as we get nearer next May, then they'll all be in and we'll have a big bum fight. It'd be great. It was last time, so
we're looking to do something. It would be nice to set something up.
Yeah, I mean, and this is just great. You know, I love the fact that you're invited along with press in the area to go and find out exactly what's going on. You can hear it literally from the horse's mouth. So
it is. It's transparent. Everybody says they want to be transparent, and this is transparency in action. And I get a better understanding of what's going on in Brentwood, and hopefully the listeners do too after they've listened to me, if they can put up with listening to me for 15 minutes every Friday.
Right, Paul, thanks very much, and we'll see you at Phoenix Friday tonight.